Time now for our preview of midweek racing. Canterbury today, we're on a soft fire, but with fine and warming weather, you'd feel that we're going to get to at least a good four, but we start a soft five this morning. Joining us is Paul Joyce and Darren Flindell. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Darren. I'm going a bit wide here today, Andrew. It's a bit unlike me, isn't it? I've got some horses in here at big odds. Probably not on top, but definitely in the numbers. So if you're a smaller punter that likes things at big odds, you'd want to stick around.
All right. Darren Flindell, how do you see Canterbury today, mate?
Well, I know they put up a soft five, Andrew, but I have to say I'm playing more for a good four, and I feel very confident by the time we get to the track, we'll have the first run. There'll be an upgrade with these very warm conditions in Sydney today.
Yeah, considering we're not racing until a quarter to two today with the first of seven. And from Tab, it's Glenn Munsey. Morning, Muns.
Well, I can honestly say morning, Andrew, for the preview on a Wednesday. Morning, Pa. Morning, Darren. I tell you what, you get the sunscreen on there today, boys. It's going to be warm.
You wear a hat today, Muns, all right?
I'll be firmly entrenched underneath
the sky tent.
Well, I don't know whether we can actually call it
a marquee.
Tent, it looks like
a mini marquee. But it covers your head. That's the main thing. All right, let's launch into it here. The first race, Glenn, as I say, at 1:45. It's over the 1900.
Yes, it's a 3-year-old set weight maiden here. The Highland Race Colours plate. We're cash strapped, named after myself, at $7. Cyrus Rock's favourite at $2.10. Devore at $4.60. First Precinct at 17. Magic Jerry at 35. Sleek Wolf at 21. Wayard Zane at 13. And Cracklin' Rosie at $5. Good battle here between Cyrus Rocks and Cracklin' Rosie for the best supported runner. Cyrus Rocks is actually tightened this morning, 230 into 210. And the money was for Cracklin' Rosie yesterday, $6 into 5.
Well, four of these runners come through the same race, that 1,800-metre made at Randwick on Cup Day. Speed-wise, Cyrus Ross probably tries to lead off the inside gate, but I have a feeling Magic Jerry may apply a bit of pressure just drawn outside him. Wayard Zane could go forward, and Sleek Wolf won't be far away. So, look, I think there'll be just enough pressure, even though it's a small field, Darren.
I don't know if I'd be rushing to be backing Cyrus Ross at such short odds, and it's interesting that he has drawn the rails here. Last time, an apprentice ridden by Jordan Charles, he was quite happy to sit up outside the leader, and they really stretched his stamina there up sharply and tripped to the 1,800 metres. And he ran a fair race. Crosley Hotshot was quite a performance on the day. But I just can't come at taking 210 about this. I thought they might actually hand up today to either Magic Jerry or Devore, who did make the running in that race last time. And I was hoping that the pace would be genuine, that Cyrus might go with them early and just generate some early speed. And I thought the way Cash Strapp got home in that race, that was his first try over a distance, and he was doing his best work late. Admittedly, beaten the five lengths, but he gave them a huge start. In the smaller field, there won't be any necessity for him to get that far out of his ground. And I just thought that Cash Strapp showed a bit of ability that day, and happy to take the each-way odds about him. The Cyrus Rocks, banking that he might just take the sit. Number 8, Cracklin' Rosie, looked very dour in that race when running second to Crosley Hotshot. I think Cracklin' Rosie's got to be given a serious chance of levelling up to Cyrus Rocks today. And of the others, Wayard Zane, looking at its Gosford run, it was off the bit a long way from home. Abdullah was really at it. But admittedly, it was three wide, no cover the trip. It was only its second race start. So Wayard Zane gives every indication the longer trip will suit. With a better run in transit there today, he might be more competitive. So I've got one on top to be 2, 8, and 7.
Well, I've gone 1, 2, 3, and 8, Darren. I'm with you. Number 1, Cash Strap. Just offers the best value, I think, out of those four horses that come through that Randwick race, even though he finished behind them. He was strong on the line, as you mentioned. He gets a kilo and a half off here for Winona Costum, whereas Cyrus Rocks, they did claim 2 kilos last start. This time they're going with Karen McAvoy, so they don't get that little weight advantage. But I think number 1, Cash Strap, at the $7, is worth a small bet to get the day rolling. Number 2, Cyrus Rocks, the danger. Number 3, Devore. Wouldn't surprise me if they go back this time off that wide draw with speed drawn underneath him. Leading last start didn't seem to work. He went a bit too keenly. And number 8, Cracklin' Rosie. Well, she's had plenty of chances yet to break through, but she did finish in front of the rest of these at Randwick last start. So you can't rule her out with a lightweight. I'll go 1, 2, 3, and 8. Something small on the 1 in race 1.
Righto. Race 2 here over the 1,100. And Glenn, it's the Tab. More than winning.
Yeah, more than just winning, Andrew. In fact, the 3-year-old here, the benchmark 78, we start with Batty Off That's how Darren Beatman told me it was pronounced when it had a run back at Hawkesbury, its first run there. Battyoff at $2.80 and favourite. Paceman, he's been gelded. He had a new trainer. He's got blinkers off, tongue tie off, and a cross noseband off, so he feels like a new man at $4.60. Gigolo is at $3.80. Grand Cross at $7. GNC is out, no deduction. Triple Snitz with the lugging bit on at $6. Prince Rue at $35. Thorsburn is out, no deduction. And Alaskan Wolf is a $15 chance. Well, Battyoff here, most of the money for it has come this morning. In fact, went up $3.20 when first markets were posted after scratchings this morning. So it's been $3.20 into $2.80. That's not to say the first horse backed yesterday was Paceman, having its first start for Joey Pride after being trained by the Snowdens. And there's also money for the bottom one, Alaskan Wolf, who was $26 first up. So, albeit only a field of seven here, but good money for three of them.
Yeah, it's an interesting race, Mum, because there's only seven runners, but good speed. Alaskan Wolf has shown pace. Paceman obviously has shown pace, although I expect they'll ride him back. Gigolo will go forward, and Grand Cross and Triple Snitz have drawn sort of outside in the small field, so they'll be working across. So you'd have to think the pressure will be on here, Darren, over the 1,100.
It really looks that way, and I'm going with the two horses up the top here who are resuming in Battyoff and also Paceman. I look at Battyoff when it won its maiden at Hawkesbury back in April. It won it very comfortably, and they thought enough that it performed there to take it down to Melbourne and run it in a list. It ran fourth well in the market and second in the Group 3 in South Australia, and then it's been turned out. But when they trialled it at Warwick Farm last Monday behind Electric Tribute, it looked to be absolutely bolting under Sam Clifford, and it's hard to say until they let them go. But I thought the trial was good enough that this has been prepared for a first-up win. But the other horse, Paceman, that they've gelded, I've taken a lead here from Glenn Schofield. Glenn has been doing all the work with Gigolo of late, and he even rode Gigolo in a trial last week, but he abandoned ship and he goes with Paceman, who he rode in that trial when it ran third to Electric Tribute. So I thought the top two could fight this out, taking that lead from Glenn Schofield there. Number four, Grand Cross, did show a lot of speed to lead all the way at Wyonga. Did beat In Vienna, the horse that ran second and then subsequently won a highway, so the form's fairly solid there. And the Gigolo, I have to say, Paul, I'm a little bit worried about the 3 kilos. It took him long enough to finally crack it for that maiden, and I thought the three extra kilos might just lump him down a little bit today. So I made him fourth best, but worked it around the top two here. One on top from 2, 4, and 3.
Yeah, look, I've gone 1, 6, 3, and 4 with Battyoz as well here on top. Loved his last trial. As Darren said, he was under a stranglehold just in behind them, and Paceman was in that trial. And I think if you just bet of those two horses off the trial, you'd have to go with Battyoz because Paceman was given a bit of a dig up turning for home, whereas Battyoz was under the stranglehold. He only looks a small sort of colt, so whether the 60 and a half weighs him down, I'm not sure. But one thing I'm sure of, he'll get a gun run in behind this fast pace, and James McDonald does the steering. So number one, Battyoz for me on top. To beat the 6 Triple Snitz, now I like this debut win. It was a class one. Never easy winning a class one on debut when a maiden's obviously an easier option, but he did it. He was strong on the line. He was a little bit green on the line, but that doesn't worry me. He can improve off that. And I think he's a real danger here, number 6, Triple Snick. Number 3, Gigolo, just gets all the favours here off that good draw, can lead or box seat. Although I agree with what Darren said, it took him 8 starts to break through. So whether or not he can take the next step straight away, be seen. And number 4, Grand Cross. 48-day break, no trial, 2 wins in succession before this. He's the big query for me. I'm going to take Paceman on. I just want to see him under race conditions and do the job. He's let punters down a few times in the past. 1, 6, 3, and 4 for me in the second.
Righto, to race 3 here over the 1,100 again. The celebrations.
Yes, it's the benchmark 72 for the 4-year-olds and upwards here. Faustus for Bryce Hayes has got the winkers back on again today at $8. This is Australia at $2 in favourite. One more, the blinkers off again here at $11. Tuscan Falls at $8. We've got Greco at $9.50. Isa Rich at $11. Prince Mated came out this morning, the deduction 12 cents a win and nothing the place. Ralston is an $11 chance. Emperor of Oz has the blinkers off at $21. And Hot Vinny is a $13 chance. Quietest betting race of the day here. The best supported runner dollar-wise is Tuscan Falls, but you'd spend more on a good pair of shoes.
Yeah, look, with the scratching of Prince Mated, it does map to give This Is Australia a fairly soft lead here, and favourite punters will be happy to hear that. Isaric's probably handy, and one more off that good draw is probably Box Seat, the blinker's coming off. But outside of that, Darren, I can't see too much other faith.
I can't at all. Every way I look at this, This Is Australia is going to jump to the front, have a soft lead. He's won both his starts this preparation. He won a couple of trials at Rose Hill, then they took him to Hawkesbury, bang, straight to the front, won at twos on. Then went up to Gosford a fortnight later, won at 5-4. Brendan Abdullah's been with him both times. Brendan's there again today. Looks an absolute standout for mine. For me, this is just a trifecta type of race, and I thought that one more resuming who does need dry conditions, and he should get that okay today. Both trials have been okay. I thought the second trial was better behind I Am the Lady when it was squeezed up by Clark. It was doing its best work at the end, and I Am the Lady went around as a... Well, a fancy runner at Rose Hill on Saturday, so one more for the Miners. Then I have to say I was struggling after this. With the side winkers on James McDonald riding the top one, Faustus, I thought there was two reasons to give it a place chance. And then Iso Rich, who did cover a bit of ground behind Disgraceful last time and ran an even third there. So I really think two will win. I think three will run second, and my main chances for third were numbers 1 and 6.
Yeah, look, Darren, I've had the same Quinella. I went 3, 2, 10, and 6. I just went with number 3 one more on the each way basis here at the $11. I liked his last trial. It was behind, as Darren said, behind I Am the Lady. Lordly Offrick ran second in the trial. He's a horse that will make it the sort of listed group class you'd expect this campaign. And It Somewhat ran fourth in the trial. And one more was not going as good as It Somewhat, but It Somewhat's, you know, group 2 sort of standard horse, maybe even group 1 competitor sort of horse. So I thought it was a strong enough trial to suggest he'd definitely run top 2 here. Obviously, This Is Australia is extremely hard to beat, but with the right run, if This Is Australia happens to fail today, I think one more will be there to take advantage of it. But $11, I'll back one more each way to beat the 2 This Is Australia. Darren covered him perfectly. Number 10, Hot Vinny, best roughie, trained by Rod Northam up at Scone. Good draw, lightweight, has 4 wins from 10 starts. And then I'll put in number 6, Isa Rich for 4th, but a bit like Darren, once I found those first 2, I sort of had to struggle a bit to find the rest. 3, 2, 10, and 6 in race 3.
That's the first 3, as Paul mentioned. Don't forget tomorrow morning at this time on Racing HQ between 9 and 10, the Pumper, Jim Cassidy, live in the studio, talking about his outstanding riding career, and he'll take your calls. That's tomorrow morning on HQ.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
We're previewing Canterbury today. I've got to ask Paul Joyce just briefly, Paul, what about Zanbar's return there on the weekend?
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Andrew. I was on the horse that ran down. Yeah, it was an amazing return by Zanbar. Super sectionals. Look, maybe got to the best part of the track, but, you know, you really... There's no reason not to give the win the respect it deserved. It was a super first-up win, and it'll only get better, you'd expect, as it gets out in trip.
Yeah, it gets to the festival next, then the Villiers and the Summer Cup are the 3 races that Johnny Thompson's got in mind. Race 4, Glenn, tell us all about the sponsor of this race.
Well, Andrew, it's the TAB Rewards Handicap, and if you haven't got your TAB Rewards card, you're doing yourself a disservice, because you're eligible for a TAB Rewards card if you're a TAB account holder, but also if you don't have an account and you're betting cash in any of our agencies throughout New South Wales, and TAB Rewards is actually available in Victoria. And that's a great segue, Andrew, because in the last race today, which is in fact the tab.com.au handicap, number 8, Amarata, is part owned by the TAB Rewards. So there'll be TAB Rewards members there in the enclosure for the last race today, part owners of Amarata for the day, and that's the opportunity you have with your TAB Rewards cards to become an owner for a day in our TAB Rewards stable. But in the 4th year, the TAB Rewards, the mares are going round here in a benchmark 72, and Magic Jewel's got the tongue tie off today and the winkers on, is a $7 chance. Quell is out, no deduction. Tears in Heaven at 15, Hieroglyphics at $2.60, She's a Lady at $4.20, Cat's Eye Surprise has the blinkers on and the winkers off at $26, Progressive at 6, Patinage at 26, Lot 341 at 26, Lady Corleone at 51, 15 Sunflowers at 26, the brown one with the blinkers on at 17, and they want to get there early with Champawi because he's got blinkers on, concussion plates on, a lugging bit on, a tongue tie on, but they've taken the Norton bit off. He'll be just leaving home now to get ready at $51. Really good battle here between Hieroglyphics, number 4, and She's a Lady, number 5, in this race here, and they totally dominate. Hieroglyphics went up 350 yesterday, so a genuine 350 to 260 chance, and She's a Lady's been 460. After going up 380, drifted to 460. They took the 460 this morning back into 420, and there's someone just wants a monkey on it at the 420, and they have been set for that bet now.
Yeah, look, probably backing runners that are going to camp just off the pace there, Munns, by the sound of it, because there are five potential leaders here. Magic Jewel, Progressive. We've also got Patinage and Drawn Outside, 15 Sunflowers and the brown one with the blinkers back on. So, Darren, 1,100 metres once again looks good pace, good pressure.
Yeah, and I thought that would really play into the hands of Hieroglyphics. She was first up from a 9-month break there at Canterbury and went out a 6-1 chance. Sat back midfield, and when Jason Collar took her up the fence, she was just different class to them, edging away to win it by a length. But she looks so impressive. I know she's got 4 kilos, four kilos more to carry today, and normally that would turn me off, but when I look through the opposition today, I couldn't look at any of these and say they look progressive. She's only lightly raced. She looked very good on the TV screens. I think she might have a bit of a future, Hieroglyphics, and I've got her on top here from number 5, She's a Lady. So I thought on the strength of that last run at Warwick Farm behind Kikasan, looked to be the most likely to be able to run a place here behind the short price favourite. So I do have them in market order there. Of the rest, 15 Sunflowers has found a bit of recent form at Gosford. I thought had place claims. And a Cat's Eye Surprise, I know the recent form's not at all impressive, but with the blinkers going on, there could be an opportunity to improve, and it has been mostly on rain-affected tracks of late and gets back onto a good surface here today. So I've got 4 on top from 5, 11 and 6. I have to say, Paul, I was very disappointed in Magic Jewel's last performance and wondered if it was just purely down to the wet track or whether there was something else at play. But with the run that she had last time, she was most disappointing.
Yeah, she was, Darren. She's not in my top four. She could take a sit here, I suppose, but at the end of the day, she's had 4 starts this prep and yet to be placed. Well, I've gone 4, 5, 3 and 6. I'm with you, Darren. Hieroglyphics, to me, she just has that upside to her. She's got the right draw. She's going to get the right run. Bad luck would beat her, I suppose, off barrier 1. She'll need an out at some stage, and she did get those favours first up, but, you know, I think that's the only way she'll get beaten is bad luck, and we'll leave it up to Jason Collett to get the job done for us. Number 5, She's a Lady. Well, she is the danger. The money's coming for her. She's got the lovely draw outside Hieroglyphics in 2. And she's in the same boat. If she gets the slip first and takes it, with Hieroglyphics gets held up, she'll probably win the race. For the multis, I thought number 3, Tears in Heaven. She'll appreciate the speed on up front. She'll be rattling home at big odds. And I've also got the 6, Cat's Eye Surprise, $26. So if you're playing the Quinellas or Trifectas, Darren and I have both got her in our numbers with the blinkers going back on. 4, 5, 3 and 6 for me in race 4.
Righto, that's race 4, race 5. This is the Ran Vet Glen over the 1550. A few that have come out here probably changed the markets. Give us the prices, mate.
Okay, well, Scratch Me Lucky came out, Andrew, but no deduction with the emergencies coming in. Bracty 8 at $9.50. Chosen Prayer at 6. Crown Moss at 13. Stable Surprise at 35. Bogey at $6. I the World, $4.20. Happy Partner at 35. Then we go to Like Xena at $6. Mendelssohn out, no deduction. The Austrian Oak at 26. Wildenstein at 26. El Novio at $9.50. Bailey Louise with Timmy Clark to ride here for Maddie Dale at $11. And you can scratch the bottom 2, no deduction there. Well, we have a new favourite here, and that is in the shape of number 7, I the World. Went up $7 this morning. First markets that went up this morning was $6 the field in this race here. Sorry, Like Xena favourite at $5. And then we had Bogey and Chosen Prayer at $6, Either World at $7. Well, it's been $7 in to $4.20, and by far one of the better back runners all day. A bit of disappointment from one of the boys there. I'm tipping they've got it on top.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
I was just going to say, someone's missed the price here, Munns.
Now, best back to beat it and a fair way away is Bogey, and then I'd say Bailey Louise third pick. So someone here is very, very disappointed. Paul, we'll go to you first.
Yeah, look, it must be the on-paces there the punters have come for here. Bogey has to work across from that wide draw. Eye of the World will land on the pace off the good draw. Bracciate will keep them honest, and Bailey Louise and the Austrian Oak drawn wide there, the Austrian Oak. he'll probably take the chance to roll forward and find a spot. So I don't think they'll go mad here, but they should move along okay, Darren.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty much that way. Bogey could cut across from the outside and make the running, as it has done at its last two runs up north. I was looking at quite a few horses in this race. They're either out of form or they're going to need a little bit further. But I did like the performance there of Eye of the World last time at Randwick. In fact, it's run at Warwick Farm before. That wasn't too bad either. Behind the Cat's Wish was getting a checkered passage late, and I think with clear running could have run third. Then closed up well for Josh Parr last time behind Tan Tat Diamond, who won with authority. There was a good margin back to the third horse. So happy to go with Eye of the World on top of the ground today. El Novio, though, number 13 at a bit of value, I thought could be considered for a minor place. It was first up at Canterbury, ran fourth to Feast Verizon that. And it was in a photo for third with Hursley. And the horse Hursley that got up to third went down to Flemington and won on Oaks Day. So a bit of a form line there for the 13. And Happy Partner, although I think it needs further than the 1550, will be fitter for that first up runner. And Bogey, it was an interesting type of win there at Newcastle, at Beaumont. I thought it was gone at the 250. They just kept fighting in a four-way finish and clung on to second. So I dare say the extra trip will suit Bogey, and it can sit handy. So I've got seven on top from 13, 8 and 6.
Now, I found this the toughest race of the day. I've come up with 14, 8, 4 and 13. I'll go with the 14 at Bailey Louise on top at $11, something each way here. She's trained by Matt Dale down at Canberra, very astute trainer. She's had the 11 start since she's been in the money on 9 occasions, so she doesn't know how to run a bad race. She'll get all the favours off Barrier 2, and she's a last start winner on a soft 6. I'll take a gamble on her at the double figures. To beat number 8, which is Happy Partner, we're getting $35 about this one. And once again, it was in the numbers of Darren. So both of us have got it in our numbers. I agree, Darren, he needs further, but I thought he just did enough first up to suggest if they overcook it up front, he'll be the one steaming home at the big odds. Four, Crown Moss, another one at massive odds worth throwing into your multiples. $13 at the moment. Barrier 1 should get all the favours in behind. And the 13, El Novio, I thought it was a good run too first up, Darren, so I've thrown it in for 4. 14, 8, 4 and 13, the most cool open race of the day for me.
Paul, what jockey have you drawn for your tip there, Bailey Louise?
Tim Clark.
So we've had a good result there.
Okay. And I will say, last night on social media, on Twitter, I had two people ask me, where's Bailey Louise running? Because it was in a Wagga tomorrow. And someone tweeted back saying, no, it's definitely going to Wagga. Now, I took it as one of the owners or something, but it may have been someone else. But certainly there was two mentions to me of Bailey Louise last night, Paul. So we'll wait and see. Yeah,
well, it could be a good sign.
Yeah. It beat High Opinion the other day at Canberra, and High Opinion was the horse that Duff liked in the
Tab
Highway
on the weekend. Yeah.
On Saturday that came down the outside there in a slowly run race.
All right, so Bailey runs today and it obviously comes out tomorrow. Let's move to race 6 at 4 minutes to 10. This is over the 1900.
Yeah, this suits you, this race, Andrew. The Cafe Culture handicap here. You're a bit of a culture vulture in the cafe scene there in Melbourne. Nazir, the toppy here. James Cummings probably hasn't got back from the movies with his staff last night. Is a scratching 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Another Owls at $4.20. Waltzing Willie at $5. Felix Bay at 21. Citations at 35. Emblant at 17. Dr. Sykes at 7, Bardia at 11, Viva Lisboa at 21, Hilarious Honour is out, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Ride the new favourite now at $3.80. Finally Free at 15, Minkai at 21, and Albana is a $51 chance. Looking at this race here, another very, very quiet affair. The best back runner dollar-wise is Rye. A little bit of money this morning for Finally Free. It actually went up $21 this morning into 15, and some support also for Bardia and Dr. Sykes, but not overly confident the punters in race 6.
Look, I think another Al is the one most punters will have leading this race off the wide draw. He'll have to work across to find the front, though, because drawn inside him, horses such as Citation, Finally Free should kick forward, Waltzing Willie will be thereabouts, and Felix Bay also can settle on pace, Darren. So you'd have to think they move along okay here.
Yeah, Waltzing Willie, I didn't put it in the selections, but if Rory Hutchings can get it to jump and out up there on the speed, it might be a chance, like Tommy Berry was able to do. There were two starts back. I thought Dr. Sykes showed a little bit of something at Canterbury last time when running third to Lord De Weir. Sat midfield, plugged home okay, was its third run in, its first try out of the distance this prep. I didn't find this an easy race, so I thought Dr. Sykes, as an each-way bet in this, is one to look at. Now that Nazir's come out, I've upgraded Bardia, who ran home well at big odds last time at Canterbury. Then I'll cover up with the likely leader. I think another hour will swish across from the outside, Apprentice Ridden. And finally, Free was off the course and plodded on at Randwick last time over 1,400 metres. And I thought the extra distance here might be right up its alley. It's a big jump from 7 furlongs up to 1,900, but finally he gives me the indication he might just get it. Not a race I'm confident on, though, Paul. I've gone 7, 8, 2 and 12.
No, I'm fairly confident. No, I'm with you. I'm 7. I've gone 7, 2, 3 and 13. I think he's a good each-way bet here at the $7. We'll get more than our money back for a place, which I'm fairly sure he'll run top three because he's had 7 starts and finished in the top three on 5 occasions. And I like the way he closed off last time here over the 1900 in a benchmark 72. Fractionally easier here at 71, and I don't think there's as much depth to the field. Should get all the favours off that gun draw. So Dr. Sykes gets his chance to stand up today in this field, and I think he can do it. Number 2, another owl. Always takes plenty of getting past. He's had 3 goes here at Canterbury. Never missed a top three finish. The 3, Waltzing Willie, barrier 4. He should be able to settle close enough to them. You tick off that draw, Darren, and that brings him right into contention. And 1 at odds, number 13, Min Kai. She's had 3 runs back over the shorter trip. Wouldn't surprise me if she starts to show something now at the big odds. 7, 2, 3 and 13. Number 7 each way for me.
Each way 7 for Paul. Let's look at the last, the tab.com.au. As Glenn mentioned earlier, good luck to the Tab reward owners of Amarata today here, number 8. Wonder what price it is. They'll give us something a little bit extra, Munns, won't they?
Oh, we'll handle you, Andrew. Don't worry about that. Right, Laurie's Love here at $13. Magic of Dreams out, no deduction. Queenie in at $13. Invitations at $9.50. Echo Prince, the favourite, at $2.80. Maker Mark is out, the deduction 19 cents to win and 16 cents a place. Maximilian at $13. Amarata with blinkers off today at $7. Corey Vrecken at $26. Cyclone 11. Choice Lager for Crusher Farley there at $21. Hot Pistol with the cross noseband on and the tongue tie on at $26. Zelda at $9.50. Concentrate at $13. Last Card Joe is a $51 chance and Divine Design is a scratching. The best supported runner dollar-wise here is Echo Prince, but breathing right down its neck is Amarata, and most of the money for Amarata has come this morning. Actually went up $9.50 this morning into $7. Third pick is Zelda, and they are the top three with a fair hold over the rest of them.
Now, we might have both missed the price here, Darren. Speed-wise, we've got Invitations kicking up. Echo Prince will have to press forward off that draw, and also drawn outside of Echo Prince's Choice Lager and Last Card Joe. So I think that means the pressure will be right on here over the 12th.
Well, I think Munns, your Tab crew should really get out there in big numbers today, because I think Amarata, even at the $7, we've missed the top odds about a few with $9.50 being bet. But I think she just maps so well, resuming here today. Joe Pride's given her 2 trials. They've both been at Warwick Farm. And I thought the last one behind L.A. Chevelle was quite good. Showed a bit of pace, settled behind the speed and worked to the line really well under a hold. They've got a good jockey booking with Sam Clipperton. I just think Amarata's going to sit in the absolute box seat here in the last and give you a very good sight. Over Echo Prince with a scratching and make a mark now. I think Echo Prince will go forward and lead for sure, but might be just a little bit suspect at the finish of the race. Maximilian, he's a very, very costly horse. He always seems to find either the wrong spot or in the wrong spot at the wrong time, but I thought he might be one for exotics. And the number 13, Zelda, who's drawn poor, so his fate will be well known now, her fate, I should say. She'll just have to go back and ride for a bit of luck, but she has been known to produce some big finishes there, Zelda. But I just think Amarata will get the run of the race for the last and have it on top from numbers 5, 7 and 13.
Yeah, good judge you are, Darren. We've been in sync all day today. 8, 5, 14 and 1. On with Amarata as well. Exactly the same race Darren gave, actually. She just matched perfectly and she trialled well. She's good odds. She's a great each-way chance. She won first up last prep. So I think she'll give the Tab punters a great run for their money as well. I've got Echo Prince into second, as did Darren. The only difference is my other numbers. I've gone with 14, Concentrate. I just think he's the query runner. He's had those couple of runs down in Melbourne where he didn't have any luck, and then he didn't handle that soft 7 at Randwick last start. Perfect barrier here, back on top of the ground. He could be the improver. And number 1, Laurie's Love, a bit shorter than I thought he would be at $13. His first up stats, 6 tries, 2 wins, 2 placings, and he's a winner at Canterbury. 8, 5, 14, and 1 for me in the last.
All right. You got a couple each way, or are you going to go for a big best bet, Paul?
I've got a couple each way. Race 6, number 7, Dr. Psych at the $7. And the value play is race 3, number 3, One More at $11. So plenty of value there for those two. Both each way chances on a day where, you know, if you get 2 winners here today, you've probably had a big day.
Okay, so 3-3 each way, and then across to race 6, number 7 each way for Paul. Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you later in the week.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
And what about you, Darren?
Best bet, Hieroglyphics, race 4, number 4, 4-4, and a bit of value in the first. I think Cash Strapped, the value's gone about a lot of these ones that I like today, but Cash Strapped, I think at $7, that price still holds up.
Race 1, number 1, and I reckon you were half keen on Either World, but the price may have gone.
Yes, we might have to see if if we can get something a little bit better through the day. We might need a bang for Bong Bong on Friday.
Bong Bong for Friday. Yeah, you're going. Josh is going. Josh Fleming's calling.
Josh is going.
Yeah.
I'll see how things go. It's been a long time since I've been out to Bong Bong, but it looks as though they've got a decent meeting lined up there for Friday.
Yep. Josh has done it for a few years, and as we know, he's about to head to Brisbane to be our caller up there, but I know he's looking forward to Friday for Bong Bong. Darren, we'll hear from you later on in the day.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Darren. Darren Flindell with our preview for Canterbury, the first at this stage of soft five, but we all expect an upgrade with the warm conditions, that first at 1:45.
I'd be staying tuned in the next hour because yep. We look as though we've got Sam Clipperton, Michael Hawks, Gerald Ryan, Rory Hutchings. We are chasing Joey Pride that's got Amarata in the last, and possibly even Winona Costin that's got some good rides there. Tab Talk, Jeremy Lowinger, of course, from the NBL. But
yep.
And then our early mail from 10:30 and those trainers and jockeys coming up and focusing a lot on what the boys like today.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we look forward to that. We'll take a little break and then it'll be Tab Talk. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey there.